Have you noticed how he opens every epistle of his after that? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. What are you by the will of God? If God has his way, if the will of God is done in your life, something will happen. One thing that will surely happen is that you'll do his will and you'll bring forth much fruit, and you will not be living for yourself anymore. You will be living for him who died for you and rose again. The plan of your life will not be made by your own carnal mind, but it'll be made by heaven. Almighty God will make his plan. In fact, he made his plan before the foundation of the world, and the harmonies of heaven will begin to play a wonderful music in your life. Every step will be on pitch. You've got a long-range plan over your life. Glory to God. You're geared to heaven. What does he mean here when he says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind? In another place he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He talks about the carnal mind that's enmity against God, because the carnal mind is selfish. Makes me live only for myself. Everything in life revolves around my own well-being and the fulfillment of my own desires. But now Jesus is the center of my life. Jesus Christ commands. He's got a plan, praise God. He says, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. I don't live for this life anymore, nor for the comforts of life anymore. Mine eye has seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims upon the earth, they didn't have to seek after earthly riches. They were minded differently. They saw a city coming down from God out of heaven that had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. And that's why God called them his friends.